So there are these tendencies to come into being. That's what we're talking about now. The Buddhists talk about it in terms of tendencies to come into being. And what are tendencies to come into being? It's all of those angry spirits that are polluting the stream of flow by constantly thinking about the negative side. Remember, I told you, life is a dance. And what kind of dance? Well, it's a dance with one foot in chaos and one foot in certainty. But you never really can get to certainty, because in order to have anything physical at all, you got to have an indeterminism principle. And that's what makes life interesting, dramatic. But, you know, I like drama. I like to see the good guys beat up on the bad guys. I like, just like you do, I like that stuff too. But, you know, I also like to see some comedy once in a while. I want to see some romance once in a while. I want to see some cartoons. I want to see something light too. So why not think about bringing some of the light into existence next time? Now, if everybody were to do that, if everybody were to suddenly give up these karmic tendencies to want to come back in with the same old hit and grab kind of consciousness, if that's going to go on, well, you know, if you could just give it up a little while, maybe we'd all come back in as beings of light. Ooh, wow. See, you already are a being of light, but, you know, you don't want to know that, do you? No. You just want to go back to your old type of self that you feel comfortable with. See, the thing we're dealing with here, the thing that's important for you to recognize, the thing which needs to be worked into this soul presence and to really see how it is you create your reality, is to begin a new kind of identification. And this time, I don't want you to identify with the birth, the body, the mind, the body mind. I don't want you to identify with it. I want you to have it, play with it, do it, do the dance, learn how, whatever. But I want you to remember, that you are an immortal being. I want you to keep your immortalness, your highness, not your I-ness, your highness, but your immortalness in your mind. I want you to be always thinking about that part of you. That doesn't mean just to go off in the corner and be Guru Bob and meditate upon your navel or the navel of the pretty girl next to you. I don't want you to do that. I really want you to just remember who you are. Keep it in mind. Just keep it in mind. So whatever you believe, whatever you think, keep it in mind. You are an immortal being. Now, immortality has been with us as a thought for quite some time. One way of thinking about it is disembodied existence of the soul after death of the body. Another way is reincarnation of the soul, that is continued existence as you are, but in another body. Now, many of us like that idea. You say to yourself, you know, I was pretty good this life. I'd like to continue this. Yeah, we all want to have that kind of, you know, pleasantness in our life. But what I'm talking about here is not that. I'm talking about something which is beyond even that, which is even more delightful than any delight you presently think is the only thing that you're really working all your butt off for to get. I'm talking about your soul. I'm talking about the real creator, you. And another way we think about immortality is we think about it in terms of merging with the divine. Oh, I know what's going to happen to me. I've been such a goody two-shoes that when I die, God is going to lift me up into his arms, her arms, its arms, going to lift me up in his arms and embrace me and love me, and I'm going to be for eternity in the presence of God. You know, I think that I would be very bored after about 4 days of that. I don't know about you, but I mean, life is certainly a lot more fun than just being hanging out with God forever. I mean, I don't know if that. Well, here's how I imagine that. I imagine you're before the throne of God, and there's God Almighty on his big throne with his long white beard and lightning strikes in his hands, looking down at you saying, "Oh, Fred,
I want you, you are such a good being, I want you to be at my feet for all of eternity.
I would probably give God a hot foot. I mean, that's me. I don't know about you, but maybe that's what you like.
Or I'm going to hold you in my bosom forever.
God, geez, I'd like to get up and move my arms with one. I want to take a jog. I mean, I don't want to be held forever. I mean, that's the last thing I'd want. That, you know, wow.
Well, then I'm going to give you all the sex you want.
No. You know, that whatever it is, you know, whatever you think God is, it probably isn't really what heaven's all about anyway. But we sometimes think that that's what we have to do, merge with the divine. And when we're divine, all the problems are over. How many people have been promised that kind of thing? Oh, boy, boring, boring, boring. I want to tell you, I don't want that at all. The next one is die. Oh, yeah. Oh, horrible. Then get resurrected. I kind of think of that as like Frankenstein movie time. You know, Mr. Doctor, Quantum is going to take your body and you're going to die. Bloop, you're dead. Now you're dead. And now we're going to put the lightning strikes into the body and bang, I'm resurrected.
I'm a Frankenstein monster, though. I don't think for myself. All I want to do is kill, kill, kill.
Like the movie Gunga Din, where they go before the goddess Kali and the leader says, kill. Kill, kill, kill. All that fantasy resurrected from the dead. Kill, kill, kill. Well, all that is just, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, pretty much nonsense. I mean, it's fun to think about and whatever, but there's something more going on here that I think would be worthwhile to think about.